Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. This is Darren, and if you like this content, you have got to come check out my new course, 90-Day Relationship Reset. If you've got drama in your relationships, if you're struggling with a relationship, this is the course for you. Go to my website, drdarrenwilson.com. It's the very first button you push. It'll take you right to the relationship webpage. You can sign up today. You can up-level your relationship. And in 90 days, your relationships will be reset. Come join me today, drdarrenwilson.com. I can't wait to see you in the course room. Well, welcome in, everyone, to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, episode number 74. Great to be back here with you this week. I just want to start out by saying it's really good to be here, and it's hard to believe it is November. Can you believe it's November? I'm actually recording this on November 3rd. It's my wife's birthday, so I want to say a big shout out to her this week. She does a really great job with her coaching practice, and she's just launched a new membership program for women, so it's going to be a really neat thing that she's got going on. So really proud of her and all that she's doing. Hope all of you are doing well. I tell you, the year just continues to go and continues to move quickly, right? I mean, we're going to be into Thanksgiving, and then we're going to be into Christmas, and then we're going to be start talking about what we're going to do for, those New Year's resolutions or those New Year's goals and dreams, and I've got some big things in store for that. I also wanted to just give you a little bit of a heads up. I have secured my second guest, and I think you're going to love the content that he brings in a couple weeks. For most of you who have listened to the episode that I did with David Nagel, you know what value that he brought. We talked a lot about self-sabotage and a lot of different things, imposter syndrome. And this next guest is going to bring some real, real, real value and give you some practical steps in how to help you relax, how to help you just kind of move through your day at a little easier pace, a little more steady pace. So really looking forward to that, and have more information as that unfolds and when that episode is set to launch. So looking forward to that. I wanted to dive in this week, and you know, especially when you think about families, you think about relationships, you think about coworkers, and as we move into the holiday season can be very stressful for people. It can be stressful around, you know, especially in the States, around Thanksgiving, particularly around Christmas too. And you're trying to, you know, navigate families. You're trying to navigate maybe where you have to go to two or three different families and all of the stuff. And then you get there and you see your aunt that you haven't seen in a year. You see your uncle that you haven't seen in 2 years, or, you know, you have that kind of relationship with your mom or your dad that, you know, always seems to be one-sided, or whatever it is for you that you deal with. But we all deal with, you know, different family dynamics. And so today I want to talk about how to stop receiving, or how to stop getting, or how to stop taking unsolicited advice. And you know those people, right? They just come up and they start telling you how you should live. They start telling you how you should behave. They tell you how you should raise your kids. They tell you what food you should eat, what drinks you should drink, what movies you should watch, what how you should invest your stocks, what real estate you should buy, what, you know, car you should drive, on and on and on and on, right? And it doesn't mean that these folks are doing this in a, you know, spiteful way or even a negative way, but maybe they just like to offer their opinion about your life. And as we kind of start there and we start to unpack this and this subject, you know, one of the things that I want to make sure that you realize is that you really do have the power to decide how you want to live your life in spite of what anybody else says. Okay? In spite of what your spouse says, in spite of what your parents say, in spite of what your boss says, in spite of what your best friend says, you really get to decide. You get to choose because it's your life. That's why it's called your life. It's not called their life. It's not called somebody else's life. It's your life. And so many times we go through this journey of this human experience and we allow other people to dictate what we do. We allow other people to influence us, not necessarily in a positive way, sometimes each and every day. And for some of you, you've been so programmed in this way and you've grown up this way that you don't even realize it. And you don't realize that there is another way and there's another way to live and there's another freer way to live. And once you start living in that freedom and you get out of that zone of listening and thinking you have to behave and act in a certain way because that's what person X said to you, you start realizing that, wait a minute, you can retain, you can keep, you can have your own power every single day. And you can choose and you can decide what you want to do with that. You get to choose how you want to live your life. You get to choose what you want to do tomorrow. You get to choose where you want to go eat tonight. All of those things that, you know, sometimes we just get so caught up in and we don't take action in because we think, oh, if I buy this purchase, then somebody's going to judge me or somebody's going to think poorly about me or somebody's going to think I made a bad decision. Hey, it's your money, right? You get to decide. And so just as a little precursor, I want to get that out there this week because as you start thinking about the types of advice that you get, it could be all over the board. I mean, you can get advice from any person. You get advice from strangers, but most of the time it's those people that are closest to us that seem to want to give us this unsolicited advice. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about how to stop that. So one of the things you can do, so I'm going to give you five or six strategies here. And I've kind of taken some things that I've learned over the years, and then I also love this holistic psychologist on Instagram, and she always puts out some really great things, and so took some of the stuff from her as well. And, you know, that's one thing, too, for you all. I mean, I love the listeners of our podcast because you all want to get better, and so, you know, seek those resources that are out there that are going to pour into you in a positive way, and that's one of the things that this account certainly does. But so one of the things, right? How do you stop unsolicited advice? So one strategy here. I hear your take on this, but I trust myself to make the best decision for me. I hear what you're saying. Maybe even I appreciate what you're saying, but I trust myself to make the best decision for me. Now, we'll stop right there because some of you don't trust yourself, right? Some of you don't trust yourself to make your own decision. Some of you have been so indecisive for your whole lives, and you live in fear, that fear paralyzes you to actually make that decision that you want to make. And so right off the bat, you're like, oh, whoa, I don't even know if I could say that because I don't trust myself. And that's some work we can continue to do, either one-on-one or through the podcast, is that you begin to trust what you not only have done in your life, but what you are going to do. And you also realize that if you make a decision and it turns out to be one that you're like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that, you don't have to judge yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up. You can learn from that experience. But when you start being able to say, you know what, I trust me regardless of what happens, regardless of the outcome, regardless if this turns out good or bad, I can still trust myself because I made the best decision for me at the time. then you're able to say something like this, right? I hear your take on this. I appreciate it, but I trust myself to make this decision. The second one, this one's a little stronger. Okay, when I say this one, some of you're gonna tense up right in the car that you're driving in. Or if you're, you know, in your office or you're taking a walk, you're gonna tense up and you're gonna be like, oh, I can never say that. Yes, you can, right? It's all about building the confidence in yourself, and it's all about trusting yourself and knowing that ultimately you are responsible for you. So what is it? Hey mom, hey dad, hey cousin, hey coworker. I'm just not looking for feedback right now. Ooh. And you just kind of get quiet. And then you see what they do, right? And maybe they react in a way that's negative to you. Or maybe they get offended. Or maybe they get upset. And remember, that's on them. This is unsolicited advice that's coming to you that you don't want. And you just say, hey, I'm not looking for feedback. Again, if you want to soften it a little bit, I really appreciate your concern. I really appreciate your opinion, but I'm just not looking for feedback right now. Okay. The next one, this is great for a family situation, especially when you think about, and it could be with a spouse, it could be with, you know, like a cousin or something. But for me, this was one of those that I thought, oh, this is when it pertains to kids, right? Another family member telling you how either to raise your kid, or you get a friend telling you how, you know, life works so great with their kids and this is how you should raise your kids. You start, you know, looking around and thinking, oh, if I did this, maybe it would work, you know, better with my kids. But no, somebody comes up and says something to you and you just say, you know what, I'm happy that works for you, but my family is figuring out what works best for us. I'm glad that works for you, but my spouse and I, we're figuring out what works best for us. You know, people have opinions on everything, right? How you should take vacations, how you should communicate, how you should do your calendaring, what sports you should put your kids in, what schools you should put them in, should you homeschool them, should you not homeschool them, should you put them in private school, should you put them in public school, right? All the stuff. And ultimately, you get to decide. You get to decide, right? So I'm happy that works for you, but my family is figuring out what works best for us. How about this one? Thank you for wanting what's best for me, but right now I could just use, and you can insert whatever you want, okay? So thank you for wanting what's best for me, but right now, I could just use your love. I could just use your support. I could just use your caring spirit. I could just use you to listen. I just need you to listen, right? I don't need to be coached. I don't need to be talked to. I don't need to be preached to. I don't need to be judged. I just need someone to listen to. I just need someone to listen to me. I just need someone to show some empathy for me in this situation. Okay? So thank you for wanting what's best for me. But right now, I could just use blank. And that's a great strategy for any time you are struggling with something. And even if you put it out to the other person, right? Sometimes you just need to tell them, right? Your brother or sister. Sometimes you just need to say, look, I just need you to be a brother right now. I just need you to be my sister. I don't need advice. I don't need counsel. That's not what I'm looking for. I just need some support. And when you're on the other side of that, when you find yourself trying to give that advice, listen to what that person's saying. Boy, for us guys, it is so hard for us to show empathy. It just is. It's just so hard for us to show empathy. But if you can get in that empathetic mindset and you can really go to where they are and you go, yeah, I'm sure that does hurt. I'm sure you are hurting right now. I'm sure that is really, really tough for you. I'm sure that is a difficult situation to navigate. Then all of a sudden you build, right? You build that level of intimacy with that person that most people never take the time to build. You build that level of caring for someone that most people never take the time to build. So really try to get in the other person's space and in their feelings and in their emotional state, and speak from there and love from there, care from there. But again, thank you for wanting what's best for me, but right now I could just use, and then filling the blank. Here's another great one. Thank you for sharing that. I'll let you know if I need any advice or help, but right now I don't. Thank you for sharing that. I'll let you know if I need any help or advice, but right now I don't. Now, again, some of you are like, oh, that's so blunt. I just could never do that. Yes, you can. You can do it. You have to learn to start speaking up for yourself, and you have to learn to not let someone else dictate how you live your life. You have to be confident enough in yourself to be able to say, no, this is what I need, this is what I want, and then you can choose to say why or not. And for some of you, this goes for your spouse. Like, sometimes you just need to say, hey, thanks for sharing that, but I'll let you know if I need some advice right now. Right now, I don't need your advice. I just wanted to get it out there, or this is what I'm dealing with, and I just wanted you to hear me, but right now I don't need any advice. Okay, and say it as lovingly as you can. Right? You say it nicely, but that is so much better than letting that build up and letting that fester in you when they say something, you just don't say anything back. And you know, you have that conversation with yourself. You're like, oh, I can't believe they said that. They don't care about me. They don't have any sort of, they don't even know who I am right now. That's not what I need. Well, of course it's not what you need, because they don't know, right? You don't take the time to tell them. So you have to actually speak, use your words, right? Communicate with the person, regardless of who the person is, and actually tell them, thank you for sharing that. I'll let you know if I need some advice, but right now, I don't. Okay? Another great one. I can see why you feel that way, but we can agree to disagree. I can see why you feel that way. I see it. I could see that we have differing opinions, but right now, let's just agree to disagree. You ever have that person that just wants to argue for argument's sake, right? They just want to keep arguing. They're like, you're wrong. This is why you're wrong. Let me tell you again why you're wrong. One more time. This is why you're wrong. And you just go, well, I can see why you feel that way. But we're just going to have to agree to disagree, because I'm not going to change my opinion. You're obviously not going to change your opinion. So we can either choose to stay in this relationship, right? Mother, daughter, son, spouse, son, right? Whoever. We can either try to preserve this relationship and just agree to disagree, or we can keep arguing, and we're probably going to splinter and damage this relationship in some way. But isn't that so much better just to say, hey, I can see that. Yeah, I see it. Even if you don't, I mean, and even if it's a, even if it's an area that you are so charged in, religion, politics, you know, how your best friend's acting, whatever it is, something that just really gets you going. Even if you're like, boy, it's so difficult for me to get on that other side. Like, it's really hard for me to even see that. But you just put yourself there and you're like, okay, I'll give you that. I'll even give that to you, right? I'll just give it to you. But I just can't go there. That's just not me. So let's just agree to disagree. Yeah. And then the last one, and I really like this one too. I really appreciate how concerned you are. I just don't find this conversation helpful right now. I really appreciate how concerned you are. I just don't find this conversation helpful right now. So again, you tell the person, hey, I know you're concerned and I appreciate it, but I'm just not ready right now. And we've all probably dealt with people who are genuinely concerned for us. And then we've also all dealt with people who are just a little nosy and who just want to be in our business. And either way, the takeaway from this week is to be able to actually say what you need to say in those moments, and for you to actually take and have the confidence to be able to speak your truth and to be able to speak your truth back into that other person, and not worry about what their reaction is. Not worry about what they say back to you, because that's on them. You have said what you needed to say. You've tried to say it in as nice a way as you can say it. and then you let them react. You let them respond. And if they want to storm out of the room, or they want to leave, or they want to clam up, or they want to tell you how bad you are, or what a terrible person you are, or you can't believe they wouldn't take your advice, that's all okay, because that is 100% on them. So let me go through them again real quick. I hear your take on this, but I trust myself to make the decision that's best for me. Hey, I'm not looking for feedback right now. Thank you, but I'm not looking for feedback right now. I'm happy that works for you, but my family is figuring out what works best for us. I'm happy that works for you, but I'm figuring out what's best for me. You know, especially if you're single out there and you're trying to just make it and you're trying to figure it out, hey, I'm happy that works for you, but I'm trying to figure out what works best for me. Thank you for wanting what's best for me, but right now I could just use a lending ear. I could just use your sympathy. I could just use fill in the blank. Thank you for sharing that. I'll let you know if I need any help or advice. Right now I don't. Right now I don't, but thanks. I can see why you feel that way, but we can just agree to disagree. And then, I really appreciate how concerned you are. I just don't find this conversation helpful right now. Listen, a lot of people are dealing with stuff, and a lot of people are going to continue to deal with stuff as you move through the holidays. November and December can be very difficult for people. Listen, if you have been putting off reaching out to me and working with me one-on-one, I've got a space available right now. I would love to start that journey with you, and I would love to start that journey with you this week. So reach out to me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. It's real simple. Go to my website. You can also look at the relationship course that I've got going right now on the website. But if you have been considering some type of coaching and you know that you're struggling in an area and you know that November and December is coming and that can be so painful for people, you reach out to me this week. Send me a quick email. We'll jump on a call. It's a very short consult. I'll find out where you are. You can find out where I am, what I'm all about, and we'll get working together. I hope you guys have a great week. Take care. Be safe. See you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, check out the new course, Stop Fighting Now. Go to drdarrenwilson.com. Sign up today. I can't wait to see you in the course room.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.